Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was one thing that was very fun for me draft night. I was in Ashburn with the assorted Commanders media group. And maybe not in the first round because everybody's kind of a name brand. But as you get into the second, the third, the fourth rounds, more and more of these players you're kind of Googling information on. And one dude whose information we relied on over and over and over was Dane Brugler, draft analyst for The Athletic. And, of course, he publishes The Beast every year. Dane, thank you for joining us. I mean this sincerely. I'll give Standig credit because he works for The Athletic. But there were a number of people, not just myself, that whenever Washington drafted somebody, or really kind of it got to a point where whenever someone was drafted, we were just going to the Beast as a reference point to learn more about the player. You deserve a ton of credit for the thing you put together every year.
I appreciate that. That's what I hope people use it as, a resource guide, you know, and it's before the draft, during the draft, and even now after the draft, you know, if people haven't checked it out yet, you know, it's not too late, you know, just be a subscriber to The Athletic and you get The Beast included and you can get a really in-depth look at all these guys the Commanders drafted. And then, you know, even, you know, the undrafted free agents, you know, going deep, you know, there's almost 2000 players in there. So, yeah, there's something in there that I think will interest everybody.
I tell you what, since you brought that up, let's start there with the undrafted guys. Anybody really stand out to you? The kid out of Colorado State, the corner that, a lot of people were excited about that Washington paid a little cash for. Anybody, Sam Hartman, the back out of USC, anybody you like?
Yeah, Anusium, the corner from Colorado State, he created some buzz for himself at his pro day. He had a good week at East West at the Shrine Bowl, and then he didn't get a combine invite. And then he goes at his pro day to be 6'1", 200 pounds, and then to run a 4.3,
Wow.
You know, you jump 37.5, you have 7.06 three cone. Like, he tests off the charts. I'm surprised he could draft it, because after that, a lot of 30 visits, a lot of teams started, you know, blowing him up. You know, I thought he was going to go somewhere on day three. It's just a matter of where. He sneaks through the draft, and yeah, he's the type of guy you want to kind of roll the dice on, because you just the size speed combination's outstanding. The ball production is underwhelming, and that's really why he wasn't drafted, is because, you know, once his back's turned to the ball, it's like, okay, you know, it's not natural for him to turn, locate, make a play. But when you have that size speed combination and, you know, you're able to, he's a smart guy. I enjoyed talking to him. You know, he's got an interesting background, and, there's a lot to like about him. It's just the lack of ball production was kind of something that was a turnoff. But as an undrafted free agent, yeah, you roll the dice on a kid like this. Sam Hartman, I think, he's the type of guy you want in your quarterback room. You know, I don't, he has a cap. Like, he's never going to be more than a backup. But, you know, you could do worse for a number two or number three quarterback spot than Sam Hartman. Really smart guy. Toughness is off the charts. He's competitive. You know, there's a lot to playing quarterback that, even though he doesn't have, like, high-end physical traits, there's a lot to playing quarterback that he has. And that's the type of guy you want help preparing the game plan for next week. You want him in the quarterback room. You want he's going to make the rest of the room better. And so I like that addition for the Commanders.
So they did. How did you feel that they fared in the draft?
I liked what they did. I mean, obviously, you know, you have the number two overall pick. It gives you an advantage. But even with what they did on day two, you know, having multiple picks on day two, I thought they maximized a lot of those picks. And I don't do draft grades, but I do – I power rank 1 through 32, my favorite draft classes. And the Commanders were – they made my top 10 because I thought they let the board fall to them in the second round, especially to get a Johnny Newton at pick 36 is tremendous. And I don't think anybody would have pinpointed defensive tackle as a need for this team. But when you – you know, we have a new regime in here, new owner, new general manager, new coach – and they want to make up this roster, you know, with high-impact guys. And Johnny Newton absolutely is that type of player. So and my favorite thing about Johnny Newton, aside from, you know, the fact that he's quick off the ball, he's disruptive, my favorite thing about him is he plays more snaps than anybody else. And it doesn't matter, first quarter, fourth quarter, it's the same effort, same level of intensity. And you love that about him, no matter what he's dealing with. I mean, he dealt with a foot issue the second half of the season. It didn't matter. He was still giving the same effort every single snap. And so love that pick. Mikey Sainra still was one of my favorite players in the entire draft. We get so obsessed with length and, you know, all these, you know, size measurables, and it matters. But at the end of the day, give me good football players. That's what I care about. And Mikey Sainra still is one of the best pure football players in this draft. You know, he's a really good athlete. He makes plays on the ball. You know, the background's fun, being a former wide receiver, moving over to defense. But he's a natural. I mean, football comes natural to him. And those are the type of guys you want on your team and guys that are going to help you win. Brandon Coleman was one of my favorite picks. I think he was a little bit of a discount because he was banged up this year, so the tape didn't look as great. But when you go back to 2022, he was the left tackle for a team that advanced all the way to the national championship game. And Coleman at left tackle was a big reason why. So I think when he's healthy, you know, you're able to see how freaky this guy is. So to get him in the third round, I thought was pretty good value. And, you know, I think he was like my number 66 player, and I was all ready to defend him because I thought there was a good chance he was going to go even a little bit later, just because I know not everybody loved him. So I was ready. I was going to defend, you know, where I had him, and he went 67, or yeah, like one pick after where I had him. So I thought the Commanders, they did a nice job.
Like nearly the exact spot you pegged him at. With Coleman, since you just spoke about him, any question to you that he is a tackle in the NFL?
Sure. Yeah, I think, honestly, I see more versatility than tweener. You know, some guys are kind of stuck in the middle where it's like you're just not quite sure. They tackle, they guard. With Coleman, I think he's absolutely can be both. You know, 6'4 and a half, 315 pounds, really long arms, over 34 and a half inch arms. And he's, like I say, he's a freak. The way his movement skills, so the lower body explosion that he has, the range, you know, there's a lot of, you know, with what you want on the edges at tackle, the movement skills that he has, the balance, that's kind of just check the box, and he does it consistently. So if you want to move him inside the guard, I think he can do that. But on the outside, he has more than enough length, more than enough range where he can hold up and engulf rushers. So I think I like that pick for him. I think he's an underrated player.
All right. We'll check back with you soon, because he's already got a 2025 mock.
Wow.
And your Washington Commanders taking, I got no idea how to say this, Tatarawa McMillan. Dame, we'll do that next month, dude. Thank you for the time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Dame Brugler from The Athletic. I mean, nobody has the depth of draft coverage there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.